you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Big thanks, by the way, to everyone that stopped by today. Much appreciate the lovely Shannon Bream, the lovely Carol Markowitz, the okay Joe Borelli, and Michael Berrien. Don't say Berrien. I'm just saying. Anyway, thanks everybody for stopping by, and great discussion. Much more, of course, tomorrow as we are watching the breaking news for you each weekday. Ran across this just a couple moments ago, actually. Senator Kamala Harris. This is from today's. Actually, it's just been published on the Washington Free Beacon. Okay, so. You know that Senator Kamala Harris, if she gets elected, wants to punish companies that even do a 1% difference in the pay gap. The difference between, on average, what women make and men make in the corporation. Now, why that's interesting is twofold. One, I don't think she's going to do an honest pay gap, which would demonstrate there's no pay gap differential in the country when you judge it on experience and time worked. That, in fact, when you see the studies where they have removed, for instance, the time where women who did not, like, for instance, stop their careers to go have families and then come back, those people haven't put in the same amount of work in their company. So they don't get paid the same amount as people that stayed the task. And you could side by side that with women who didn't leave to go have children and come back. Those women who don't leave and stay in the workplace and side by side, there's no pay gap in America. But under Kamala Harris, if you let that woman go and have her child and then come back and you don't pay her the accelerated rate that you paid the guy who stayed there the whole time and didn't leave to go have the kids, then she's going to punish you. This is one of her big, big plans for president. She's going to punish you for even a 1% difference on average. Now, with that as the backdrop, imagine this. Analysis found that in Kamala Harris's own Senate and presidential campaign offices, men are paid a higher median salary than women in both her Senate office and on her campaign. They found it after the most recent six-month disclosure. Hypocrisy, thy name is Kamala Harris.